USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy, and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we could speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
A judge appointed a special prosecutor to look into why the Chicago State's Attorney's Office abruptly dropped the case against Jesse Smollett, leaving open the possibility the former Empire actor could face more charges in what police say was a phony attack on himself that he staged to get attention. Smollett, who is black and gay, maintains he was the target of racist and homophobic attacks in January. But if the special prosecutor, former U.S. Attorney Dan Webb, determines the charges shouldn't have been dropped, he could recommend they be reinstated or new charges be brought. A U.S. appeals court in Denver said Electoral College members can vote for the presidential candidate of their choice and are not bound by the popular votes in their states. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Colorado Secretary of State violated the Constitution in 2016 when he removed an elector and nullified his vote because the elector refused to cast his ballot for Hillary Clinton, who won the popular vote. This ruling applies only to Colorado and five other states in the 10th Circuit: New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Three dozen women will vie for the crown of Ms. America, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. David Cope, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79. This is USA Radio News.